got some options for you today on Daf Yomi. The first recording is this year's 13th cycle Daf, followed by a brief review, and followed afterwards by either the previous cycle, number 12, sometimes number 11, sometimes even number 10's version of the same Daf, so that you can get a nice selection of different ambience, different participants, and different levels of explanation. Enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you by Beit Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Pei Dalet. And we are holding right here at the Halakha Mishnah. Kol ha'ne'achal b'shar ha'gadol, yachel b'gedi harach. So if something would be edible in a large shor, that and only that is what you are allowed to eat as part of your Korban Pesach, in a young gedi, which is what's kosher for the Korban, but not the other things. In other words, even things which would be soft currently in a young gedi are not considered to be part of your Korban Pesach, because that part would not be roi l'achila, that's what seems to be said, in a shor ha'gadol. That's weird, because Rosh Hashanah refers to the cartilage of the shoulder blades, and the Sechusim refers to other cartilage, like the ears, the lower ribs, and so on and so forth. So that seems to contradict itself. And indeed, says the Gemara, Rabba Rami, Tanan, on the first part of the mission, says, Kol ha'ne'achal b'shor ha'gadol, ye'achel b'gedi harach, which is, I mean, obviously the main point is, she'eino ne'achal lo. That if this piece is currently not, it's edible now, but it's not going to be edible had this been a larger animal and had it been an older animal. And then it goes on to say, Rosh Hashanah fayim v'sechusim, which is the exact opposite. These things, ha'ani lo b'tachli b'shor ha'gadol, those things cannot be eaten in a shor ha'gadol. So what's going on with this Mishnah? Therefore, Tainis Rabba, the Mishnah itself must be actually a machloket tanoi, and it's telling you two different shitot tanoi v'achi katani. Kol ha'ne'achal b'shor ha'gadol ye'achal b'gedi harach. But if it cannot be eaten, she'eino ne'achal lo. Some say it doesn't mean kol ha'ne'achal as it is b'shor ha'gadol. It means kol ha'ne'achal theoretically b'shor ha'gadol. In other words, there are parts of shor ha'gadol which, if you cook them up for a long time and you stew them, they would also be roy. So yesh omrim that would include afreshech rafayim v'asechusim. Rava says, and why should we make it into a machlokes tanoim? Why not say that the reshech rafayim v'asechusim of the sefer are meant to illustrate what was the intent of the klal and the resha? You shouldn't think the klal and the resha was it has to be edible as it is. It includes even that which could be softened, like the reshech rafayim v'asechusim. In which case, here's the way to learn the mishnah. Ma'in katani. The mishnah is coming to explain to you what these things are. Okay, katani. Kol ha'ne'achal b'shor ha'gadol. That is to say, b'shlaka. By stewing it for a long time. Even that can be yachel b'gedi harach, even though the gedi harach is a bit slee, and there's no way you'd be able to barbecue those parts on a shor ha'gadol, it would be completely inedible. And what would those things be? Rosh Hashanah v'sechusim, in which case, there's no machlokes tanoim. Tanek avati d'rov, and indeed, the Braita says exactly like that. Kol ha'ne'achal b'shor ha'gadol b'shlaka through stewing, ye'achel b'gedi harach, even bitzli. Umahein, Rosh Hashanah v'sechusim, and it adds here in the Braita, v'gidim harakim, nidonim kebasar. Now, that's not clear. When we say gidim harakim, what do we mean? Itma. Gidim shesofan lahakshat. How about these are gidim which, because the tleh is very young, maybe it's kosher for the eighth day. It's difficult to find gidim that are going to be edible. But there's many gidim we had before the gidim tzavar are going to become very tough and inedible. What would be the halach over there? So Rabbi Yochanan says they're currently edible. Nimim aleim bepesach. Rish Lakish says eidim nimim aleim bepesach. What's the machlok? You're going to need a lamb the Pesach because you take a look at the current situation. Batar hashta azlin. Reish Lakish amar einim nimalayim because we go batar besofa azlin. Now Rabbi Yochanan on the surface seems to be contradicting the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says first you don't go according to now, yeah, because things that can't be eaten in the shor ha'gadol that you're not able to eat. Now, how do you explain this? Eitz ve'er shorch Rabbi Yochanan. What are you going to do with the Mishnah? Kol ha'ne'achal b'shor ha'gadol ye'achel b'gedi harach. Our Bryce explains it. Fine. Ma'ein. Rosh Hashanah v'sechusim. Dafka Haniim, but Gidim Shisofam Achot are not included. So therefore, it's clear that when you say Gidim and Rakim, it's not talking about currently Rakim, it's Gidim that are meant to remain Rakim. Because otherwise, the Mishnah should have included the Gidim Shisofam Achot with Rosh Hashanah Shusim, which is saying are theoretically edible. Omar Lay, Tana has to tell you everything. Tana Hani Vodanana. So basically, I'm talking about Gidim. Initially, the Gemara held that he's talking about things that are not included in the boiling up process. And nonetheless, we're saying since they're Gidim, they're considered to be Basar. And he says, Rabbi Yochanan, no, they're another example of Rosh Eknafayim Etzvusim. I have to tell you everything. Because what's the svara? Hani mai taima? The svara of allowing you to include in the minui of the Karban Pesach this chusim would be done as achle b'shar gadol b'shloka, right? Since they are theoretically edible, so the same thing is true about gidim that are so far mitkashot. Even after the mitkashot, they're still mitachle b'shar gadol b'shloka.
Those are like the textbook. That's like the example. You follow the whatever.
Exactly, whatever would fit. It's a model. Omalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu the Rabbi, do me a favor. When you get to Rabbi Abu, I've got a real problem in Rabbi Yochanan. So ask him, the question has been bothering me. Oh, you're going to go to Yeshiva, it's a big Rashiva. Ramile, Miyama Rabbi Yochanan, getting yourself on Hachas, Nimna Lehim, the Pesach, is it really true? But Rabbi Yochanan said that you go according to Alma Bata Hashtas, you go according to the current situation. And since at this point it is edible, we look at its edibility. But didn't Reish Lakish ask Rabbi Yochanan, Gabi the din of Tuma? So he asked Rabbi Yochanan, what is the din of the Or HaRosh of an Egel HaRach? An Egel HaRach means it's still a suckling calf. A suckling calf, the skin over the top of the head, the scalp, is very soft. It doesn't harden until after it finishes the nursing period. So it's edible. Basically, you just pour hot water over it if you're serving the entire gedi, and it's edible. So does it have a din to be metamei to masarech? Maushi etamei. Meaning, do we go batar hashta, or do we go batar what it's going to be? The Omar lo, and Rabbi Yochanan said to him, it is not metamei. So, I mean, if it's not metamei, that means that Rabbi Yochanan sees this as batar, but so fastly, to make up your mind. Does he go batar hashta, like he's claiming by the Korban Pesach, and get himself out of the kashot, that right now they're edible, or is he going batar besof, like he's passing in the dinim of Tuma? Okay, so Rabovin indeed finally got to Rabbi Avu, told him over Rabbi Yirmiyahu's kasha.
Hopefully in private.
In private, hopefully indeed. Omar Lay, so he said to him, look, I don't know who the guy was that told you to ask this kasha, but he sure ain't too bright. Because the Ramelacha, somebody would ask a question like this, Lo Chash Lakimche. The guy is not even being careful what he's grinding with his teeth. He just sort of swallows things. And you know, he gets an idea in his head and he doesn't look into the details. Yes, it looks like a contradiction when he forgot the whole sugya and the Imam Akasha. We just had it a chulin. Remember that Reish Lakish asked over there on Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah in Or HaRotev. Over there it says Or HaRosh El Egel HaRach is Mitami. List all the things that are Mitami. And Rabbi Yochanan had said to him that it's not Mitami. He says, what about the Mishnah? So then he said, listen, Al tak niteni shibalashon yachida nishonerot. And remember now that Mishnah, in fact, is a lashon yachida. So that means that originally he was sticking to his opinion because he thought the Mishnah said that. You remember the Mishnah says that the eagle is metame. So he said, oh, so if that's the case, apparently, Yazlinan Basar Hashta, which is why he paskened by Korban Pesach as a Basar Hashta. After Reish Lakish was fighting him about his psak legabe, what he initially had told him, and that is that he said that you go basar the sof. So Reish Lakish asked him, what do you do with the Mishnah legabe tumah? And he said, stop bothering me about it, because the Mishnah is indeed, it's what it says, but it's a Das Yochid. And all these years, I forgot that I had been chanted as a Das Yochid, which means that we could trace Rabbi Yochanan's opinion back to the time when he used to think that that Mishnah was indeed the halacha. So that means that initially he used to think that Ginim Shesofan Akshot should have the same thing as the Orai Egel, which is Tomeh. Then he realized we don't pasken like that by the Orai Egel either. And the I was wrong. What I used to say back in Pesach. So Lamaisa, there's no point in pointing out this stira because the Mishnah, the Gemara discusses it at length, this stira, in the other context, in Tuna. And indeed, it turns out Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind.
The Nafkamina is if somebody is eating a kazayas of Pesach, whether these sinews count as.
Can he be manui in it in the first place? Is that not a question? If.
And is it nicer?
A person is money on.
And, well, no. We said before that even though there's no chiyuv to eat it, it would still be nicer. That's why that's what Tosfos speaks out yesterday on the base. But it's not an either or situation because the gidim, we said, is a gidim that you would be edible, but you wouldn't be expected to eat. So Mamela Shayach, a category of something, that's the Gideon that we had separately from Nisa, that it Shayach, a category of something that you wouldn't be over, because it's not really food, but on the other hand, it's theoretically edible, the Torah demands that you burn it. Okay? That we end.
You bring something interesting with the shoulder, our case in the Mishnah, with the shoulder blade, it might even come into Etzem Leisishruba, if that cartilage actually will harden later into bone, and we go Basar.
Hashovera to etzem bePesach haTohor, as we discussed earlier. If you go ahead and you shaver etzem on an edible korban Pesach, so then you're loika arba'im. But if you would be motir on a kosher Pesach, you wouldn't be loika arba'im. And if you would break a bone actively in a tameh, you also wouldn't be loika arba'im. Now, obviously, it can't be for the same reason. So, I mean, I understand the motir betohor. Why are you not chayav malchus for actually being over on the lav of lo totiru mimenu ad boker? The Tanya, lo totiru mimenu ad boker vanotar mimenu ad boker beish tisro. What do you see from there? Barakatuv liten asech lo taser lomasha in a lo totiru rebuta. The Torah provides you basically a tikkun. If you left it over, burn it. So maybe what that means, there's no chayav of malchus. Rabbi Yaakov, I mean, that's not the reason. There's no chayav of malchus. Even if it wasn't a lot to set it in the drasa, lo min hashem was it? Ela mishum davei lav shein bo maaseh. Since the only way to leave something over is passively, so you can't be chayav malchus. That's something that you only do passively. Vein lo kinala. Okay, so I understand there's two approaches, but I don't understand why the Mishnah says shover betameh. How do we know that if you're actually actively breaking a bone in a carbon that is not kosher? How do we know that you're not chayav malchus? You know, there indeed, it's as we saw earlier. Be'etzem lo tishburu bo means bekasher v'lo bepasul. Turn it up on. Yeah. Be'etzem lo tishburu bo, as we discussed earlier, bo means bo bekasher, not bepasul. So in other words, there's two different things in the Mishnah. One case in the Mishnah of Amotir Betor is you're being over on a lav 100%, except that you're not Chayav Malchus on this lav for whatever reason, in a lav Shem B'Mayaseh or a lav Nitiklaseh. But the other one that says in a lav Kitzar Abayim, there you're not even over on the lav at all. So don't get confused between the grouping. The grouping is a little misleading. So this is not a case where the Torah asked Shviras Etz. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, no, that's not how to read the Pasuk. You read the Pasuk by noting the context of the last part of the Pasuk. It says, echad ye'achel, that's an otish bruba. What is that telling you? Only that which would be babayet echad ye'achel, in other words, only that which is kosher la'achila. So kol ha'ro'ui la'achila, yesh ba mishum shvirat ha'etzem. But if it's not ro'ui la'achila, ain't ba mishum shvirat ha'etzem, is there an afkamina? I mean, it sounds like the same thing. One is in kosher, one is in ro'ui la'achila, is that the same thing? Om Rebiyam, of course, that's the same thing. If, let's say, your carbon Pesach is bo betumah as a tzibur, and you hold the tumah is only dechuya betzibur, is the carbon kosher? No. Is it ro'ui la'achila? Yes. So that's the nafkamina. So Pesach above it to me. But now, if it has to be kosher, this is not kosher. It's possible, in which case you should be potter and shvira setzer. But according to Rebbe, who says the man diyamer ro'ui la'achila, it is ro'ui la'achila. The Torah said eat it anyway. That's the difference. Rav Yosef says no, that is not the difference, because Rebbe wasn't coming to exclude the limitations of bo b'kasher, he was coming to expand the limitations And it was coming Lakula. He was saying, I don't care if it's kosher. If it's not royal akhila, then it's not royal akhila. So it was coming Lakula. So Kiyai gav nekuliyam aimbo mishum shvirata etze. Who would hold? Nobody would hold that you're, in that case, you're going to be over on shvirata etze. Because when Rebbe was giving as the criterion the question of whether it's royal achila, that was an additional one of the criteria. It wasn't a new criterion. So he was coming like kulei ka'at. And this is possible. First question. Kosher? Possible. Possible? Forget it. Kosher? Says Rabbi, okay. Royal achila and a royal achila. That's the point. But not that he's substituting a new criterion for the other criterion. In which case, this doesn't pass the first filter. First filter is kosher pasul. It's pasul. Rebbe's also noted that there's no din of shvirasa etzem. So that can't be the nafkamina b'nei.
Kosher would mean at what stage?
At any stage. Kosher, right now, any stage. What do you mean until this week? It's not, you haven't done anything to decide if it's kosher. That's not called kosher.
Kosher, not true.
Kosher meat? No. Kosher meat, kosher carbon, not kosher to eat. Kosher carbon.
Not tame.
Whatever, no yotze, no tame, no zin, no pigo, no whatever. All the psalm of ethical stuff is working. Ella, I would say, says Rabbi Yossi, if the question is like this, the question is current status. So there's the question. You have a carbon that's kosher. Kids are item on shata kosher. You did the shlita, the zrika, it's fine. And now it became pasul, whatever. You'd say, I don't know. But right now it's nifsa. So there, if the only criteria is whether it's kosher or not, this is kosher. If Rebbe says there are additional criteria, namely, is it royal achila, now you have to pass the second test. So according to him, lamandim are royal achila. But right now it's not royal achila because it became nifsa. That would be a nafkamina. Abaya says, no, that's also not good. There would be nobody who would think that your chayav and shvirasa etzem is something that you can't eat. My time out. Because hashta miya apostle, if we don't look at it as kosher, it's possible. What do you mean? It's not kosher royal achila. The question of royal achila is whether it is perfectly kosher, but anyway, not royal achila.
But anyway,
no, kosher even in every way, even the chelak of achila is kosher, not as a korban. That's goof for what Abaya was saying. Meat that isn't kosher is also possible. We don't look at the korban versus the meat. What we're looking at is it's not yet time to eat. It's the middle of the day. It's the 14th. You finish up your korban Pesach. Everything is kosher. Can you eat it? No. Why? It's not time. You have to wait until tonight to eat it. So that's the question. Rebbe is saying, can you eat it? No. Is it kosher? 100%. Meat, korban, all kosher. That's the nafkamina. So lamandi amar kosher. Of course kosher. Lamandi amar ro'ila achila. You can't eat your korban pesach in the daytime. So hashtalav bar achila. Right now, you can't eat it. In the mail, there's no iser of shvirata etzem. Yes, the Gemara on that shot. This doesn't make any sense. Because Rebbe Eimer, Nivnim Amor Shabarosh, you can include the brain as part of the food in which you can be Nivnim on a carbon Pesach. But you cannot include the marrow in the femur bone because there's no way to get to it. Sometimes you'd have to break it. So Amor Shabarosh, my time. Why are you able to include the brain? Because you don't have to break the skull to get to the brain. You could simply gouge it out through the nostrils. So the maisa, you won't be able to reset it. Now, Abaya. Isal gadaitach. Shvirata etzem. Miba'od yom shapardam. You couldn't tell me there's no isal shvirata etzem? So then you could break the femur during the bone, during the afternoon. Take out the moach, be nimna on the moach, and eat it at night. So then why did he say the same thing? Nitbre mi ba'od yom, v'nifku al moach didei, v'nimna ale. Break it open, take out the marrow, and use it. What are you going to throw it out?
Eat the marrow on the marrow.
Oh, malacha abaye. Relataime. According to you, you don't have to deal with issues of why couldn't we do X and be able to eat the marrow. I mean, let's say, even at night, if you take a hot coal, you put it on the bone, You burn through the bone. There's no answer burning the bones. Only answer breaking the bone. Burn through the bone and eat the marrow. So why not?
It's not a
attack.
The mice are shira like a kelev. That's not.
Shira. Naite gumrata. You could heat it until it all evaporates. Take out the moach and go ahead and be mona on it. What's the problem? Because you'll say, what do you mean? Isn't that shvira? No. The Tanya Brita says beferi has soreif ba'at samod. So if you burn bone or you cut even sinew, that's not called shvirata etzem. Ain't bo mishum shvirata etzem. So what are you going to say, huh? Why does that not count? Tell me. Mari Tokhlameima. Something. I don't know what Abaye says. I'll tell you why you can't do that. It's because of poka. It's because we're afraid when you put down a hot coal on a bone, it's going to crack. And if it cracks, then you're going to be over on Shvir's head. Because you crack the bone open. Rava says, we're afraid when you put the hot coal down on the bone, connected to the place where you have to get to the marrow, you're going to be burning the marrow. So better to leave it and not destroy it biadayim than to be mafsid it biadayim. But whatever. I don't know what the answer is, but whatever your answer is, you tell me. But the point is that you see that the Rabbanan word goes there, that where there is a problem, a possible problem, better not to do it, right? Fine. So then there's the same problem over here. There's an obvious gezeirah. That if people start breaking the bones of the carbon pesach before the Seder to get out the moach, you don't think that somebody's going to come along and break the bone of the carbon pesach after the Seder in order to get the moach, after the Seder begins. So in the Rabbanan said, you don't take out the moach. What's the problem? You also are going to have to account for the fact that we don't use some mechanism to get out the moach. So this doesn't bother me. Fine. So here too, mibod yom nami gezer mibod yom otu michashika. Rav Papa Omar. Rav Papa says, no. Abaye's case is ridiculous. Koki hai gavna kuli ama yeshba mishum shvirasa etzem. It is absurd to say that during the day, since I cannot eat it, it's not considered to be royal achila. For heaven's sakes, royal achila means royal achila at the time that you're supposed to be eating it. It doesn't mean royal achila at a time that you're not supposed to be eating it. It is royal achila. You have a problem. It's not time yet to eat it. But certainly, but there's some limitation on this meat. Of course. This is going to be perfectly edible tonight. I'll tell you what the nafkamina would be between Rebbe's pshat in the din of royal achila versus bo bakasha. The difference is like this. Suppose you have an aver that was yotza mitzato. So say part of a leg went out of Chomat Yerushalayim. What is the din? When that happens, it becomes boser basada treifa. Remember, boser that's yotze. Chutz lemichitzato is basar basada treifa.
Just the lip.
Just the part that went out. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim shakol me'ibin v'ron. So now, man di'ama kasher. This is also kasher, in other words, the part of it that's inside is kosher. And therefore, if you're going to break it, you're going to be over on etzem lo tishbur. So you can't break the bone of an aver, which is kasher. Okay, so therefore, it could be a problem. A kasher, but the man yomer royal achila, if you hold it has to be royal achila, it's not royal achila, halav bar achila. So in the Mela, it makes sense that there's an afkamina between them. So it's only in the actual makam where you would be cutting it off. Kedetanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Broka, Omer, Aver, Shiyatze, Mitzato, V'Shavro, if you have an Aver, but partially was excluded, went outside, if you break it, Ein Bo, Mishum Shviyaz, Etzem. All right. Rav Shesh is greater of Yidiyama. No. Rav Papa's case is also ridiculous. Kokai gavlet kule amayim bo mishum shvirat etzem. Of course that's not called etzem lo tishbur bo, because this aver is not called kosher, the way you're saying. This aver is possible because of Yotzei. El shvirat etzem binai kebinayo. Suppose you have a partially, in modern terms, a rare rarely barbecued. That is considered to be the best akhila. The only problem is the Torah considers it possible for the Korban Pesach. Considered to be raw. So man diomer kosher, look, I mean, it's entirely kosher, but if you hold like Rebbe who adds the criterion of whether it's royal akhila, it's not royal akhila, because it hasn't been broiled properly. Hashem royal akhila. But Nachman Yitzchak says, oh, for heaven's sakes, it's ridiculous. Listen, you call something that is not yet finished cooking, put it back on the barbecue. You call that ain't a roi l'achila? Of course it's roi l'achila, because you l'achila matvi l'viachal, I put it on the barbecue, finish it up. And then you can eat it. So did it have to be cooked all at one time? I'll tell you the nafkamina. Nafkamina between them would be shvirat aliyah. Now the aliyah on the lamb is put on the mizbeach, but it does have the vertebrae, so it has etzem. So now the question is it a din in royal achila? The aliyah is not royal achila. Is it a din in the korban? Etzem lotish brubo bekasher. The aliyah is part of the korban. That's an afkamina. So leman diomer kasher. The aliyah is perfectly kasher. The kasher korban pesach. Leman diomer ro'ui la'achila. It's not ro'ui la'achila. Why? The aliyah the gavo asalka. Because the aliyah goes to the mizbeach. Ravashi says, no, whoa, what a horrible shot. That is not true. And if you think the Torah is referring to your Korban Pesach, when it says Etzem Lotishbo, it's referring to your Achila. It's Bechlal not Roi L'Achila, the Alya. Of course we're not referring to the Alya. I'll tell you the Nafkamina between Roi L'Achila. Roi L'Achila does not mean kosher L'Achila. It means roi to the act of achila. And what is that? Does it have a kizayit? That's the question. So, eiver she'ein alav kizayit basar ika benayah. Suppose you don't have a kizayit. So, liman diomer kasher. It's a perfectly kosher meat, perfectly kosher korban. But liman diomer roi l'achila, it has to have an act of achila achievable. And you don't have a shear of achila, so you can never really eat it. Veleka. Says Ravina, no, for heaven's sakes, if I got in a let me shum shvirat etzem, of course you have to be able to eat it. I mean, if there's no food there, there's no food there. Bina shir achila. I'll tell you what the difference is with the royal achila or whether kosher. The question is, an aver doesn't have a kezayit basar in a particular location, but it has a kezayit basar on it. Now the question is this bone even in the place where it does not have a kezayit basar? Is this considered to be a kosher, and therefore it's an iser shvira? Or is, we say, well, right here there's nothing to eat. So there's no kezayit over here, and therefore there's no iser shvira etza. So leman diomer kasher, it's kasher. Leman diomer royal achila be'inan shir achila b'makom shvira. That's a given that you have to be able to have a makom, you have to have achila in that same place for halakha. Now, four out of these pshatim, actually we find in a brayta. So even though everybody's claiming everybody else's pshat is ridiculous, lamaisa, four of them occur all in one place in a brayta. And that is as follows. So, Tanya ka'arba aminai, to Tanya, Rebbe omer b'bayit achad ye'achel, ve'etzim lo tishbru bo, this means ala kosher, u'chayav, ve'eno chayav ala pasol, and haitalo sha'at ha'kosher v'nifsa b'sha'at ha'chila, ein bo mishum shviras ha'etzim. Oh, what do you see from here? That if it is currently not roi la'achila, then there's no din of shviras ha'etzim. That's Rav Yosef's drum. Perfect. This is exactly like Rav Yosef. Despite the fact that Abaye says, ah, that's crazy. Of course that's it. Ein bo mishum shviras ha'etzim. No, the Braita says Rebbe said that before. Okay. Furthermore, yesh bo shiur achila, yesh bo mishum shviras ha'etzim. Ein bo shiur achila, ein bo mishum shviras ha'etzim. Beferish, we have at least one of those two pshatim that make it dependent in the act of achila. Says so beferish. Haro'ilim is beach. Oops, here's the pshat about the aliyah. Rebbe says it himself, even though everybody's laughing. If it's ro'ilim is beach, then haro'ilim is beach ein bo mishum shviras ha'etzem. B'sha'at achila, yesh bo mishum shvirat etzem. Shelo b'sha'at achila, ein bo mishum shvirat etzem. And also, the question of whether it's Miba Od Yom, which we're laughing at, Shasachir. Apparently Rebbe holds that himself. Itma. Ever shein alav kizayit basar b'makom zeh. V'yesh po alav kizayit basar b'makom acher. What is the din if it has the kizayit basar, which we raised before? So Rabbi Yochanan says, yesh ba mishum shviras etzem, rishum melak shama ein ba mishum shviras etzem. So it goes according to the question of whether on this aver there is a shviras etzem. You don't need, according to Rabbi Yochanan, a shira achila b'makom shvira. Says in the Braita, it doesn't matter if it has Kezayit Basar. Now I ask you, how do you understand that? I mean, surely, you don't think it means literally, my Ain't Alav Kezayit Basar, you don't mean Ain't Alav Kezayit Basar at all? I mean, how would there be a din of Shviras Etzem? Everybody agrees that Shviras Etzem is in part of the dinim of how to eat the Korban Pesach. That's a given. I mean, you're not going to be eating this, or church say. So there are my Yeshbo Mishum Shviras Etzem. El Alav, the only way to understand this braita is that it's saying what I'm saying. Echad Etzem Shiyesh Alav Kizayit, meaning B'mokom Zeh. Ve'echad Shein Alav Kizayit B'mokom Zeh V'yesh Kizayit B'mokom Acher. That's what it means. Exactly like I said. Omar Le said, Reish Lakish, no, that's not what it means. It's an alternative explanation. And that is Achikoma. You definitely need a Kizayit Basar B'mokam Shvira. That's for sure. So what did it mean when it says Etzem She'en Alav Kizayit Basar? It meant Echad Etzem She'esh Alav Kizayit Basar Mibachutz, meaning that there's meat on the bone. And Echad Etzem She'en Alav Kizayit Basar Mibachutz, but Yesh Alav Kizayit Basar Mibifni. Meaning there's marrow in the bone. Either one is usher, mishum etzem lo tishbrubo, and it's coming to teach me a very important nekuda. Indeed, va'atanya, just like it says in the Braita, the etzem lo tishbrubo means echad etzem sheyesh bo moach, v'echad etzem sheein bo moach. And you'll say, but the Torah says, eat it. Doesn't that include the marrow? No, that's talking about the basar shal gabei etzem. And indeed, the Torah is specifically using the din of etzem lo tishbrubo to tell me, even though there is marrow. But how do you know? Maybe it means exactly as I'm suggesting. Oh, Eina Ella. The basar shebetocha etzem, you're supposed to eat tonight. And what about the pasuk that says, no, no, you mustn't break the bones? That's referring to a bone that doesn't have a moach inside of it. But if it's an etzem that has marrow, the Torah wouldn't have asked breaking the bone. Of course, go and break it and eat it. Is that so strange? Yavoa sevi et chalota se. So al tatameh, lots of times the Torah tells you something is asur, and then it says, go ahead and do it anyway inside. Tzitzis. Don't wear kalayim. Put the kalayim on your tzitzis. Same thing over here. Don't break a bone. But of course, if there's moach inside, break the bone. Because of esedoch alot aser. So how do you know? Ah, because the Torah repeats the din of etzem lo tishbru. In Pesach Sheni, it says etzem lo yishbru. So it means we have two separate circuits. And it says etzem lo yishbru bo pesach sheni. Now, can you tell me why that pasuk is necessary? She'in Talmud lomar. It says befeirush when it comes to the pesach sheni ke kol chukat haPesach yasu oto. You have to keep all the laws of the first carbon pesach in the pesach sheni. In which case, I already know the din of etzem lo yishbru bo. Why specifically repeat etzem lo yishbru bo to expand the din of etzem lo yishbru bo? Have omer echad etzem sheyishbru moach. Therefore, the issue, according to me, says Reish Lakish, has nothing to do in this braita with whether there's basar somewhere else on the bone. The chiddush of this braita is where there's basar in the bone, and that nonetheless, it's basar to do shviras etzem. Okay, today's daf is all about food.
Great.
And we start on Hey Dalid at the Mishnah. Anything that is going to be edible, would be edible in a fully grown shor, which of course is not a Korban Pesach, is
the same that should be eaten in the soft young gedi. In other words, it may well be that if you're eating a gedi, you'll find things that are edible but are not going to be edible in a miniature animal. Because they're still at this point, instead of having hardened into bone, they're still basically soft and edible. But the Mishnah is saying that's not considered to be the basar of the Pesach, and you're not going to be yotzei if you were mone yourself on a Pesach for that part. Now this piece, the next two words are very unclear. Roshetan afayim v'skusim. Does that mean and? Does it mean for example? Does it mean as opposed to? We're going to just sort of hanging here. The Roshei HaKnafayim would be the bones of the shoulder, soft wings, so to speak. That's what we call the Knafayim. And the various cartilage, which refers to like the ears, soft things that remain soft. So Rabbah points out that it sounds like a contradiction. I mean, it starts saying kol ne'achal b'shor agadol yachel b'gdi harak, which means she'eino ne'achal, anything that would not be edible in a fully grown animal is not eaten on the Korban Pesach. But then it goes on to say roshei haknafayim v'sposim, but those things are not eaten in a shor agadol. Mahani lo ne'achli b'shor agadol. And therefore, we're forced to say that our Mishnah actually represents a contradiction because it's two contradictory shittot. It's a machloket tanaim. V'akigatan. Kol ha-ne'echal b'shor ha-gadol ye'achel b'gidi ha-rach v'she'enu ne'echal lo. And now the next piece represents a yesh omrim. The yesh omrim, even roshei knafayim v'aschusim, which are somewhat not completely bony, even in a shor hagadol, and are completely edible in a gedi harach, that is considered to be yes roi lachiyot. Whereas Rava says it's very difficult to believe that the Mishnah changes all of a sudden into a yesh omrim in mid stride. Therefore, it must be giving us an example. Mahin katani, bachi katani. The example clarifies the meaning of the klal given in the resha. Kol hanechal b'shor hagadol doesn't mean nechal. If you sit there and you barbecue a shor hagadol, it means if you put in a shor hagadol b'shlaka, which means you would be shalek for a long time, you'd have a stew, you would be cooking for 5 hours on the heat, then there are certain cartilage that would become soft enough to eat even in a shor hagadol. That is considered to be nechal, like a basar in the gedi harach, even though the gedi harach obviously is a bit sweet, because talking about a korban pesach. Umahein, what are we referring to? The Roshei HaKnafayim and the Schusim. That way the Mishnah is consistent, and it makes a great deal of sense to give us an example to clarify what is meant by Ne'echal. Tanek Abbas the Rav, and indeed we have a brighter like that. Kol Ne'echal b'shor hagadol b'shalka ye'achel b'gdi harach b'tzli. Umahein, Roshei HaKnafayim, v'aschusim, v'gidim harachim nidonim kibasar. So the same would be true of the soft gidim, which would be like tendons or other, and maybe certain thick nerves. Itma. Gidim shesofan lahakshot. How about gidim that in themselves are going to become tough when the animal matures? Rabbi Yochanan amar nimnim aleihem b'pesach. Rosh Lakish amar ein nimnim aleihem b'pesach. Rabbi Yochanan amar nimnim aleihem b'pesach, because he says, batar hashta azlinan. Look at the way it is now. And now it's edible, which of course seems absurd in light of the Mishnah, and obviously we're going to ask on that. Resh Lakish amar einan nana lehen. You cannot include that in the basar of the Pesach and make yourself a registered member of a chabura that is allotted to you, a gid harach, because you have to look at what it would be in a mature animal, and batar sofas linan. And besof, it's going to be hard, and therefore it doesn't count that it's currently edible. And of course, Resh Lakish immediately asks on Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol ha-ne'echal b'shor ha-gadol ye'achel b'gdi harach, u'mahein roshei k'nafayim v'aschusim. So in other words, it tells us in the Mishnah that dafka these things, hani'in. So if you have, let's say, ear cartilage, but gidin, shesofan lahakshot lo, note that it leaves out very conspicuously, it leaves out these tendons. Amaleina, when he leaves out, we've all understood that we're talking about examples. So Tani Hani Vladin Lahanuk, it's giving this example. But why would it be any different? I mean, look, what's the logic behind the example given? Ani Mai Taima Donitachli B'Shar HaGadol B'Shlaka. If it's cooked long enough in a Shar HaGadol, it would be edible, and therefore we look at its current edibility. So the truth is that Hanach Nami Mitachli B'Shar HaGadol B'Shlaka. The same exact logic would apply, says Rabbi Yochanan, to the tendons. Omelei Rabbi Yamele Rabbavim Ki Azalta L'Kamid Rabbi Avur Romilei. Do me a favor, I know you're going to learn by Rabbi Avu. When you get there, point out the following contradiction. Could Rabbi Yochanan indeed have said that Gidin Shesofan Ma'akshot Nimina Layam BePesach, which implies Alma Batar Hashta Aslina, that in determining whether something at the din of Basar, you look at its current edibility. But we know that Reish Lakish once asked Rabbi Yochanan what the din is about Or Harosh Shel Egel Haraf. You have an infant Egel in which the skull is not yet hardened. And he asked him, does that have a din of Basar in terms of Kabbalah Tuma? Maush Yetameh. And Rabbi Yochanan told him, Eino Metameh. Now, if he's saying that it's not Metameh, even though clearly right now it's really not bone, so Alma Batar B'Sofas Lina, the same Rabbi Yochanan who says over here that we eat what is currently a gid that's going to be hard, over there seems to reverse himself and say that it's not considered to be Basar, if it's going to be hard, and it wouldn't be Makabel Tuma. Omar lay, and he told him, after he asked him, the whoever asked you that as a contradiction simply doesn't care about kemach. In other words, he's sitting there grinding, you know? A lot of people, they grind. They got a lot of information. They grind, and they grind, and they grind. They grind everything up together. They don't care whether it's junk they're grinding in there with the subin or whether it's edible. They never make any difference. They just grind away, for heaven's sakes. I mean, everybody knows the story of the discussion of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in that sugya. Remember that Ahodar Be Rabbi Yochanan Lagabe to Reish Lakish. In the end, we had back in Chulin that actually the din was that according to Rabbi Yochanan, because Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah said Beferush that Or Harosh Shel Egel Harach has the same din as Basar. So you see that you go Batar Hashta, and Rabbi Yochanan said to him there in Chulin, Al Takni Teini, stop driving me crazy, meaning don't use this Mishnah as evidence against me, shebelashon yachid ani shoneota, because I consider this to be a das yachid, because the way that I was taught this Mishnah was that indeed is a das yachid. In which case, actually, Rabbi Yochanan remembered in the end that the din over there of Gidim shesofan lahakshota, which we go about to hashta, is part of the same Mishnah of the Or of the Rosh, rather it's currently Or of Rosh of the Arach, that it's considered to be Basar only because it's a Das Yachid. So in the end he agreed that Reish Lakish was right. And this was all part of a long story, which is just sitting here throwing me something without taking it all into consideration. Is that a contradiction? That was part of the development of Rabbi Yochanan Shita when he remembered it was a Das Yochid. And indeed he had Charata to Reish Lakish. Someone has a carbon Pesach that's tohor. He can, if he breaks a bone in it, so then he's chayim malchus. Aval hamotir betohor. Someone who, even though he has a perfectly kosher carbon Pesach that could have been eaten, and he didn't eat it. Or he has a carbon Pesach which is tamei, and he breaks a bone in it. Or hashover batamei, enoloket arba'im. He is not in that case chayev malchus. Now, what is the explanation for that? The Mishnah Motir Batahor. I know why you don't get malkut for leaving over meat, even though you should have eaten it. D'tanya, lo totiru mimenu ad boker. Sounds like you're chayev. Ah, manotar mimenu ad boker, based is rufu. So that means that if you did leave it, that you have to go and burn it. That means ba'akatuv liten aseh achar lo taseh lomar shein lo kinon lo liver of Yehuda. We've had this many times. This comes to teach us that because it's a lo taseh, which is now nitak laseh, the Torah says this is what you should do if you did leave it over. Every lo taseh that is nitak laseh, the aseh is the tikkun for the lo taseh and not an onesh of malkut. So says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaakov Amer Lo Min Hashem Uzeh, that's not why you don't get malkut. There's nothing to do with an aseh. Actually, it's Mishum Davi Le'lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh. You wouldn't get malkus on this, whether it would be nitik laseh or not. Because since it's a lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh, not eating something is not a active avera on the lav, and therefore Ein Lo Kin Alav. Okay, whichever the pshat is, the Mishnah is well understood by me. There's no malchus for Nota. But why does the Mishnah say that Shover Batamei is possible? What is the marker of that? Of course, we've already seen a lot of that discussion earlier. And says the Gemara, it's based on the pasuk. D'yomar krova etzem lo tishburu bo. And we darshan, why does it stress bo? I mean, obviously, what else are we talking about? So therefore, must be saying bo in the Pesach that was kosher, but not in a Pesach that is pasul. Since over here the Pesach is tamei, so therefore etzem lo tishburu bo does not apply. Tana rabbana, etzem lo tishburu bo bekasher velo bepasul. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, look at the context of the pasuk, and that gives you the explanation. Since it says bebayit echad yeachel, and then it says etzem lo tishburu bo in the same pasuk, what it's telling me is kol ha-ra'ui la'achila, whatever could have been eaten in that bayit echad yeachel. So there, in that particular korban pesach yesh bo mishum shvirat etzem. But if it wouldn't be included in the mitzvah bebayit echad yeachel, then she'ino ra'ui la'achila. So it's basically not an analysis of the word bo in general. It's built on the reference to what bo, what's the antecedent of bo? The yeachel. So that means that the definition is in terms of its being roi lachila, not in terms of its kashrut. Says, so, well, isn't that the same thing? My denial. I mean, what's the difference between Rebbe's diak of yeachel? Omar Rebbe, you hear me? I'll tell you what the difference is. What Rebbe is kind of saying is like that. If you have, let's say, where Pesach, that actually was bedafke ba betuma. So now, what's the din over there? I am going to eat that korban Pesach, despite the fact that it's humming. So when the Pesach is ba betuma, if you hold l'man d'yomer kasher, if you're learning that bo is not a reference to what the Pesach is referring to, it's sort of a general stress on the best. Well, this is not the best Korban Pesach. I mean, this is a Pesach that was possible, but the Torah said, nonetheless, bring it betuma. Obviously, he holds tuma t'chuya betzibur. If he held tuma t'chuya betzibur, this would be nonsensical. It's perfectly kosher Pesach. If you hold tuma t'chuya betzibur, this is a Korban possible, but nonetheless, the Torah said to bring it. Masha ein kein, if you're learning like Rebbe, that the diak is from the antecedent of it shall be eaten. The same it is the bone. So then if it's roi lachila, this is roi lachila. It doesn't, there's no overall stress on a bowl, a theoretical bowl. Fact is, you're going to eat this korban pesach, you can't break a bone in it. So it comes out, according to Rebbe, we will be machmer. According to Rebbe, you're going to be chayav malchus, bashenka, and according to the Tanakhami, you won't be chayav. There's a big difference. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef says, that's not true. That can't be what Rabbi meant. Ki hai gav ne tekuli alma ein bo mishum shvirat etzem. Rabbi wouldn't have said that should be chai mishum shvirat etzem in that case. Because that's definitely possible. He wasn't coming to be machmer by bringing the antecedent. The Rabbi la kule kai. Rabbi was coming now to explain to me why we should be makil, not why we should be machmer. Bottom line is, this is pasul. He's not going to be medayik from the fact that even though it could be eaten, I pasul. But Rebbe, the point Rebbe was trying to make was nogea the question of haitalo sha'ata kosher v'nifsali kibinai. The question is, something that was kosher as a korban, and then became pasul. So liman diyama kasher. This is basically a Pesach kasher. It's the theory of the Pesach that we're referring to, not the specific body of this Pesach. So is this a Pesach kasher? Yes. Something happened to it, I can't eat it? Okay, so what? That doesn't change anything. Therefore, you're not allowed to break the bone. Whereas Rebbe is coming to say, no. It has to do with being actually able to eat it, because it's b'bayit achad yachel, and he has to be therefore roi l'achila. And this one, hashalav roi l'achilu. So Rebbe indeed was coming to be mekel and to say that if l'maisa you cannot eat it, then you are not going to be chay.
But Pesach Habavatum, according to Rebbe, you would still be.
No, because that's stam, because it's not a kosher Pesach. Everybody agrees that it's not a... If you're tum and chuyu betzim. Abaye Omar. Abaye says, kule yama ki hai gav nehin bo mishum shveras etzem. Nobody would have said that something that had been theoretically kosher, your chayav shveras etzem, even the Tanakhama wouldn't have said that. My time ashta miyat apostolhu. Why would anybody look at it in theoretical terms instead of in its current definition? It's possible. The difference, shvirat etzem mi ba'od yomi kabinai. Now, the kamina between Rebbe and the Tanakhama is what happens if I break a bone in the Korban Pesach before the night. I bring the Korban, I'm cutting now in order to have it ready to eat. It's not yet time to eat it. And I cut through a bone. So am I over if I cut through a bone before the time of Achila, or only at a time that it's Royal Achila? That's Nafkamina. So Liman Yama Royal Achila. Liman Yama Kosher. According to Tanakam, this is a kosher Pesach. Etzim Otishbru bow. This is a bow. It's as bow as you can get. So how kosher? Bashenkein Rebbe says, no, the Torah is saying that it has to be Babayat Achari Achel at that point. And if it's not at that point yet, since at this moment, Ashta, Lav Barach Yilohu, so therefore it's not included in the Isser of Etzavot Tishgrubo. Asks the Gemara on Abayas Pshat over here, how can you say that's what Rebbe meant? Rebbe Omer, Nimnina Moach Sheberosh, Vein Nimnina Moach Shebekulit. You can add a person into the registry of a Korban Pesach based on his eating sweetbreads. That's brave, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, what are they called?
Land.
Sweetbread.
Sweetbread is brain. Yeah,
bread.
But ein nimnina moksha bekulit. Masha'ein kein, you cannot register someone based on the marrow of the femur. Femur, you know, the large fiber. Al moach shebarosh my taima. Why then can you include someone on this sweet bread? My taima, I'll be off the door of Lotzio, because you can always get to the brain without breaking a bone. You can be gored from inside the head. Masha'ein kein on the kulit, how are you going to get to the marrow? Now, if according to Rebbe, if Abaye is saying there's no Isser of Shmirat Ha'etzem Miba'od Yom, so what's the problem? Why can't you? You'll break the bone Miba'od Yom, take out the marrow, and this guy will have his Kizaya Sakhila. See, Sakhadat Shmirat Ha'etzem Miba'od Yom Shapid Ami Kulit Nami Nitbre Miba'od Yom. Let's break the Kulit. So why can't I now have a minion that includes the marrow of the kulit? So you see, they said to Abaye that you must be wrong, and the Rebbe agrees you can't break it. Says Abaye, so let me ask you something, huh? You're saying that if we could figure out a way to get it out, then we should include it. So I'll ask you a question, forget about during the day. Let's say you're right. So, I mean, and what about at night? Couldn't I take a hot coal? I could put it on the bone until it burns through the bone. It doesn't say don't burn a bone. It says don't break a bone. So I could burn the bone through. V'nechot alei v'nikla. Let me burn through it and take out now the moach of the kulit. And it's perfectly accessible even at night. Huh? The Tanya, I mean, after all, it says Beferish in the Brisa, has soreif ba'at samot, or am bechatech begidi, in bo mishum shvirata etzem. So what are you going to say? Alamayit lachumim, huh? What are you going to say? Go ahead, give me a shot. Omar lecha, therefore, I say, Maya says, I'll tell you, the reason that you can't do it is because of poka. You put a hot coal on it, you may crack the bone. You crack the bone, then you will be over. Rava says the reason you can't be summoned from that is Bishum Hefsit Kodashim, the Kamafsit Lebiadayim, Dilmuukal Nura Mimoagdide. The reason is because if we're going to use heat to break, to burn through the bone, we may very well end up burning some of the marrow. So you'll say, so better burn some of the marrow and at least get access to the rest of it. No, better not to do it Biadayim. Going to be mafsid kasha biyadayim. Better leave it and not eat it. So therefore, what do you see from there? That you yourself have to admit that things that we would have a reason to be gozer midrabanan on are not included in the things that you can register on. That's what you're saying. You yourself are saying that, because otherwise why can't I register on it? And say, look, midrabanan don't like it. Tough. But still, roi lachil, I can get to it. So then once you agree to that, then don't ask me, mi ba'od yom nami, because I have exactly the same situation, mi ba'od yom, because it's exera, mi ba'od yom, hato meshechach shechecha. Wow. That's today's Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, whether we could have this. There's an Avikam.
Oh, yeah.
My focus, yeah. Okay, so we have a gezeira. What are we going to say? Go and break the bone, mibod yom. That's all we need, is to get people used to breaking the bones of carbon pesach in order to get to the marrow. They'll end up becoming habituated to getting marrow out. They'll do it at night as well. It's a gezeira. You're tired because of gezeira, you can't be nimn on the carbon. That's right. You're also tired because of gezeira, we can't be nimn on the carbon pesach. Well, raya, then you're not allowing them to burn through it. Exactly. Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa says, I disagree with the bayetz pshat. Koki hai gavna kuli alma yeshba mishum shvirat etzem. Nobody would say it's okay to break through a bone mi ba'od yom because it's not roi l'achila now. I mean, obviously, my time l'urta michse l'achila. Why, Rebbe was going to say that a babayat echad yachel means right now at this minute. If it's babayat echad yachel at night, that's not good enough. What he holds, you have to actually be in the house where you're going to eat it too, maybe. Obviously not. That's considered to be roi l'achila. I'll tell you what they're arguing about. Be'ever shi'atza miktzato kam hitligeh. The shaila would be like this. Suppose you have one, let's say you have a leg of the carbon pesach, where part of the leg jutted out from the mechitza of het. It was yaitz.
What? Where's the mechitza?
For achila Yerushalayim is the mechitza. So what's the din? Becomes a treifa. Kol botzer sheyotzer chutz mechitza. So it's a treifa. What do you do? You have to cut off the meat. That was Yotze. So now the shaila is, you cut it off around the bone. No, there's no joint in the middle of the leg. You cut it off around the bone, leaving the bone, or can you cut through the bone? That's the difference. So mandi omar kosher. I mean, it's kosher. Mandi omar. It's kosher because look at this aver. Is this aver part of a kosher Pesach? Absolutely. It's part of it. Why not? So that part I won't eat. I can't call it not... Can't call it not kosher. Mandi omar roi l'achila. What it is that I'm cutting is not bar achila. So the part, if I cut that part, it should be okay. And indeed, Rebbe, according to this, would be matir, cutting through the bone, as we'll see later on. Kidetani Rebbe Yishmo, Benosh Rebbe Yochanan and Broko Omer, Eva shiatza miksa tov shavro, in bo mishum shvirat etzem. I say, says Rav Papa, the mocker of that is Rebbe. And Rebbe was saying that we look at Lamaisa, the piece that I'm cutting. Not roi l'achila, okay to cut. Rav Sheshes Breder of Idiomar? No, I disagree with Rav Papa. Kol kehai gamna de kuli alma ein bo mishum shvirat ha'etzem. Nobody would say that an aver like that is going to be chayiv and shvirat ha'etzem when you're cutting the part that isn't edible? Because the aver is pasul. I mean, what are you going to say? The aver as a whole is kosher. The aver as a whole isn't kosher. I'll say the pshat like this. You have a Korban Pesach that was partially cooked. It's also to eat that Korban Pesach because that's the Yisr. No. Al tochlenu na. Na means partially cooked. So now, suppose I break an etzem in a carbon nut. So mind you, on a kosher, Look, it's a perfectly kosher carbon Pesach. There's nothing wrong with it. You'll end up cooking it in the end. You'll eat it too. I mean, what's the problem? But according to Rebbe, it has to be in a matzav, which it's roi l'achila. Ashta, in a roi l'achila. Right now, it's in a matzav of nut. It's not roi l'achila. Therefore, it's okay to break the bone. Reb Nachman Yitzchak says, oh, no, 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 absolutely not. I disagree totally with Rav Sheshes Bereit Ravidi. Boy, oh boy. There are an awful lot of possibilities for the Machlokas of Rebbe and the Rabbonim. I say, Kogi Hagamna Yeshwa Mishum Shvirata Etza. Why? That's not called not Roy Lachila. A partially cooked Pesach can easily be a fully cooked Pesach. All you gotta do is put it back over the fire and it'll be kosher. To Matvile Veochile. I say, the Machlokas between Rebbe and the Tanakama is if you go ahead and you break a bone in the Alya goes up to the Mizbeach. Oh, so that's a different. It's a Pesach Kasher. It just happens to be that this is a strange carbon in which there is something that is edible and it's put on the Mizbeach and has a bone. Yeah, sure. That's one of the.
And you don't break it to take it off.
And you don't
break it to take it off the korban.
That's a joint.
I mean, what I said you put on, you put on.
So but if you break it off, the
maybe not, but it could be you take it off. But what if you do break it? That's the question. That's what we're trying to decide. So now the shaila is there an iser in shviras etzem of the alya? Is only a shviras etzem in roi l'achila? Because that's the Babayat Echad Yachel. Oh, that's already a brilliant point.
If
the Torah is telling me Babayat Echad Yachel, so that's only what I'm going to be eating. I'm never going to be eating the Aliyah. So then there's no Isser Shvira Zetzin. If, on the other hand, it has to do with bow, carbon kosher, it's carbon kosher. So Laman Yomar, if you hold kosher, or kosher, Laman Yomar Roi L'Achila, this is not called Roi L'Achila, Dalia L'Gavoa Salka. This goes up on the Mizbeah. Ravashi says, no way, Koki, hi, Gavna, Vareyembo Mishum Shvirasa Etzem. For sure you're not Kayev on that. That's not called Roi L'Achila Klami. Who would think that Bo would have meant the pieces that go on the Mizbeach? Ah. We're talking to the people about how they're going to be eating. I'll tell you what the Machlokas is between Rebbe and Tanakama. Ever She'in Alav Kizayit Basari Kabinaya. Suppose you have a small, small bone. Doesn't include a kezayis. So according to Mandi Omer Kasher, it's a carbon kasher. It's an afkamina. But according to Mandi Omer, it says it has to be roi l'achila. You need to have a shir of achila. Since it doesn't have a shir of achila, not considered to be etzem lo tishbrobo. Ravina says no way. Kolki I gavna less by mishum shirasetz. Nobody would possibly say a case like that. You would be chayev and shirasetzem. Of course you need a shir achila. We're talking about a case where you do have a shir achila, but you don't have a shir achila all in one place. You have to gather it together across the eiver. So eiver she'ina lav kizayit basar b'makom zed, but yesha lav kizayit basar b'makom acher. Now I'm going to cut a bone where there's almost no meat. It's the bottom of a muscle. I cut a bone where there's no meat there, but the eiver has meat on it. Oh, that's the shaila.
Lima. No,
there's a separate place. You have a muscle, let's say.
But it's not
a polka. At the bottom of the polka, there's almost no meat.
But on the polka, there is.
Plenty of meat on the polka.
So the question is, can I break the bone?
Yeah, of course. The polka wouldn't be in the carbon pass.
Right.
Rabbi, isn't the same thing in a location that there is a kezayit?
Yeah, but not here. I'd have to
so
pull it over here. No, it's not
a why is this different than any bone?
Really?
What do you mean? Well,
I mean, most bones will have meat on them.
It's a funny bone.
Yeah.
So it's almost saying that after the meat is off, there's no bad smell.
No. A bone that is... That's the way it's made. Not that I eat the bone.
Certainly, on the Korban Pesach, after I've eaten from it, there would be an issur of shir hazeh.
Sure. So lima, of course.
Of course.
You don't get to the moth period.
You don't get to the moth. supposed to be able to see. We have a pasuk actually tells us. So leman diyama kasha or kasha leman diyama royal achila bina shira achila b'makom shmira. That would be the point. The Torah, according to Rebbe, would be comparing the actual achila to the place where you're breaking a bone, and that you don't have. Now we got an awful lot of different pirushim. In fact, we have a brisa that supports four out of these. And it says like this. The Tanya Rebbe Omer. Here, Rebbe explains himself, which is always useful. We have a lot of theoretical discussion. So in the brisa, Rebbe says, the juxtaposition implies, ala kasheru chayav, ve'ino chayav ala pasot. So therefore, Haitalo sha'ata kosher when nifsal b'sha'ata kila in bo mishum shvirat etzem. This is like Rabbi Yosef, in other words, that's what Rabbi Yosef says. So if it's now, it had a sha'as achila, but it's not royal achila now, there's no din of shvirat etzem. Yesh bo shiur achila, yesh bo mishum shvirat etzem. Ein bo shiur achila, ein bo mishum shvirat etzem. So that's like Runachu by Yitzchak's shot. Ha royal mizbeach, ein bo shvirat etzem. If it's Royal Mizbeach, in other words, the case of the Alia and so on. So that's, and yet another pshat. Where am I? Ein bo mishum shvirat etzem. B'shas achila, yesh bo mishum shvirat etzem. Shelo b'shat achila, ein bo mishum shvirat etzem. So in other words, miba'od yom, it's exactly what Abaye said. Only miba'od yom. Furthermore, no, that's it. Okay, so we've got four of the four. Eva she'in al itma, Eva she'in al avkizayit basar b'makom zeb, yesh al avkizayit b'makom acher, we actually find, and Tosfos says, both the Ri and the Rivas say this is machlokas, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan in Rebbe, it's not that they have the machlokas themselves. So Rabbi Yochanan says, yesh bo mishum shvirat ha'etzem, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish omer, ein bo mishum shvirat ha'etzem. So Rabbi Yochanan asks, Reish Lakish etzem lo tishburu bo, it says in the Braita, echad etzem she'yesh al avkizayit basar, now I ask you, he said, Reish Lakish, tell me what that means. My enalav kezayit basar. Do you think it means the enalav kezayit basar at all? So my yesh bo mishum shvirat etzem. I mean, after all, we just saw Rebbe himself said that ain bo mishum shvirat etzem. He may not kezayit shirachila. There's no shirachila. Elolav achikama. It's got to be saying that, of course, yesh lav kezayit basar, but somewhere else. So therefore, it's saying whether it has a shir kezayit in this place, b'makom zeh, or whether it doesn't have a shir of kezayit b'makom zeh, but it does, of course, have b'makom acher, then nonetheless, you would be chayit. So you see, exactly like I'm saying, if in the place where you break it, there's no kezayit, you're still chayit. How are you going to explain that? He asks Reish Lakish. Omar Leih, Reish Lakish responds to him and says, no. Achikamar, what it's saying is, Echad etzem she'esh alav kezayit basar mibachutz. The echad etzem she'en alav kezayit basar mibachutz at all, indeed. But yesh alav kezayit basar mibifnim. If it still has a marrow that was a shear of a kezayit, there it's saying that there's b'mokam shvira, that over there, indeed, but of course that's b'mokam shvira, like I'm saying. But assuming it has marrow, b'mokam shvira, you'll be chayav. So the chiddush is over here, as it says in the following braita, Va'atanya. It's not a kasha, this is a raya. Ve'etzem lo tishbru bo, echad etzem she'yesh bo moach, ve'echad etzem she'ein bo moach. When it says etzem lo tishbru bo, that you cannot break a bone that has moach in it, you don't say that. What do you mean? Isn't there a chiyuv to eat korban Pesach? So, I should eat it. No. So, let me break it and eat it. Doesn't it say in the Torah to eat the basar? No. That's referring to basar shagabe ha'etze. How do you know? Oh, ain't hell of a basar shabatoch ha'etze. Maybe if there's marrow in the bone, you should break the bone to get to the marrow. And therefore, the meaning of etzem lo tishbru bo must be only referring to etzem she'en bo moach. But maybe be'etzem she'yesh bo moach, you should indeed break the bone and eat. And don't think that's so crazy. So how do I know that I shouldn't understand it that way? the etzem lo yishbru bo, when the Torah repeats with the same exact words in the Pesach Sheni. Now that's not necessary. Shein Tamud Lomar. Why does it have to talk about Pesach Sheni? Arei kvar nema kekochu kata Pesach yasu oto. Doesn't it say by the Pesach Sheni that you give it all the din of Pesach Rishon? So why do I have to repeat this particular din of etzem lo yishbru bo? Must be to tell me, Havei Omer, echad etzem sheyesh bo ma'ah, echad etzem she'ein bo ma'ah. There's nothing to do. Etzem lo tishbru bo. Whether there's marrow there or not, and you're not mekayim the mitzvah through the achila of the marrow, but through the achila of the basar shal gabei ha'etzem. Kol ha'ne'echal b'shor ha'gadol ye'achel b'gvi ha'rach, rosh ha'kabafayim v'aspsi. Rabba Rami, Tznam kol ha'ne'echal b'shor ha'gadol ye'achel b'gvi ha'rach, v'sheinu ne'echal lo, ema seifa rosh ha'kabafayim v'aspsim, v'hani lo mitachli b'shor ha'gadol. Ella must be tanoi. Yivachitari kol ha'ne'echal b'shor ha'gadol ye'achel b'gvi ha'rach, v'sheinu ne'echal lo, v'yeish omrim afroshei k'nafayim v'aspsim are included. Rav Amar, no, it's a mayim katani, yivachitari. Kol ha'ne'echal b'shor ha'gadol, meaning b'shlaka, ye'achel b'gvi ha'rach, meaning even b'tzli. U'mayim, roshei k'nafayim v'aspsim. Tani gavaz in the Rav kol ha'ne'echal b'shor ha'gadol b'shlaka, ye'achel b'gvi ha'rach, b'tzli. U'mayim, roshei k'nafayim v'aspsim. And also the Gidim Arachim Nidon and Gibosar Itma Gidim Shesof Anakshot Riyocher Manim Nimalayim VePesach Rishlok Shomer Einim Nimalayim VePesach Riyocher Manim Nimalayim VePesach Bata Hashta Azlina Rishlok Shomer Einim Nimalayim Bata Besof Azlina Eit VeRishlok Shomer Riyocher Kol Anecha B'Shor Agor Yechab Gidim Arach Umayim Davke the Rosh Ek Lefayim Vatschusim Hani Yina Vagidim Asof Anakshot Lo Omar Lai Well Tana Hani Vuadin Lahanach. I mean, after all, Hani my Taima. Domitakli b'sharagad o b'shlaka. So anach nami are included because they're considered to be mitakli b'sharagad o b'shlaka. Omele rabim and rabavim ki azatav kabinir v'yavuhu romile. Mia ma rabi yochani kiddush sofan lakshas nimin alemi pesacham habotar hashtas linan. But didn't Rish Lakish ask rabi yochani about the ora rosh legal arach marshitame? V'amar lo ena matame ham habotar b'sofas linan. Omele, oi, ay, ay, ay. Rabbi Yaakov, Omer, Lomina, Shem, Ozel, Mishavim, Elav, Shem, Bo, Maasev, Ein, Lo, Kin, Elav. But what about the other case? Shover, B'tamei, Min, Olan, that you're part of. Yom, Akra, Etzim, Lo, Tishbru, Bo, B'Kashev, Lo, B'Pasur. Tan, Rabban, Etzim, Lo, Tishbru, Bo, B'Kashev, Lo, B'Pasur, Rabbi, Yom, Rabbi, Techad, Yachel, V'Etzim, Lo, Tishbru, Bo. Kol, Aroi, Lachila, Yesh, Bo, Mishum, Shvirat, Etzim, Shen, Aroi, Lachila, Ein, Bo, Mishum, Shvirat, Etzim. My be Nayu. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah Pesach Abba B'Tumah Yitzvira. Lema Ami Omer Kosher. This is not called Kosher. Because Tum is only Tchuyah B'Tzibur. Lema Ami Omer Roy Lachila. I Nami Roy Lachila. Rabbi Yossi Omer, okay, I got the Kuli Amein Bo Mishum Shvirat Etzem. I mean, after all, Rabbi Lakuli Ka'ati, Ani Ay Posulu. Ela Ayta Lo Sha'at HaKosher V'Nifsali Kebinayir. Lema Ami Omer Kosher HaKosher. Lema Ami Omer Roy Lachila. Ashtalav Roy Lachila. Abai Omar Kuli Amaki Hagav Nimbo Mishum Shvirat Etzem Aitaima Hashemiyah HaPosulu Ela Shvirat Etzem Bibod Yomi Kabinev Liman Yomar Kosher HaKosher Liman Yomar Elakin Ashala Barchilu Meisve Rebbe Omer Nimnim Amok Shabarosh Vein Nimnim Amok Shabakuli Yit Amok Shabarosh Maitaima Holy Okola Gorov Lotzio Visak Ter Shvirat Etzem Bibod Yom Shapidomi. So then the Kulit itself needs to pray Bibod Yom and Afkin Amok Vilev Nimnu Alei And according to you, Rav Papa Merkoki, I gave the Kuleyama Yeshba Mishum Shvirat Etzem. My time, Lord, to Mirzichat Lachila. Ela beva she had some mitzatoka miflige. Man yoma kasher, it's kosher. Man yoma lachila barachila. Look at Tanya. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho v'yochan mevroka omer. Eva she had some mitzatoka v'shavro inbo mishum shvata etzim. Rav Sheshet b'reidu Ravini omer ay. Kol ki ay gam lekuli yamba inbo mishum shvata etzim. Dehai eva apostolu. Ela shvirat etzim b'nai kibineo. Man yoma kasher, a kasher. Man yoma lachila ashten roi lachila. Remember by Yitzchak Omer, that's ridiculous. Koki I gavne yeshpo mishum shvirat etzim. My timer. Do achazil achilat amatvila diachale. Ela shvirat ha'al yayi kebinayim. Laman yom akosher akosher. Laman roi lachilat roi lachilat al yalaga bo asalka. Rav Ash Yerman, no way. Koki I gavne vada yembo mishum shvirat etzim. Do vada yin roi lachilat klal. Ela heber shen alav kizayit basari kebinayim. Lemad yom akosher akosher. Lemad yom roi lachilat v'nishir achilat v'lekam. Ravino Amar, for sure, Koki Agada, let me show Shvirat Etzim. The Mina Shira Kila, Ela Eber Shena Lab Kizai Bumakom Zev, Yeshlav Kizai Pesar Makom Acheri Kamenev. Leman Yama Kasher Kasher, Leman Yama Roy Lakila, Beyinan Shira Kila Bakushvira Valeka. Now, at least Tanya Ka Arba Ami Nayu, four out of these eight we have. The Tanya Rebbe Omer, Ibai Tachadia Kavetsu Batish Borala Kashur Kaiman Kayaval Apostle. I tell us that the Kashmir needs to be shot a kilometer from Shiratetsa. Yes, Boshirakila, yes, Bomishum Shiratetsa, in Boshirakila, in Bomishum Shiratetsa. Royal Mizbeach, in Bomishum Shiratetsa. Bishata Kila, yes, Bomishum Shiratam, Shalom Shata Kila, in Bomishum Shiratetsa. Itma. Eva, General of Gazai, Basama Makomzev, Yeshav Gazai, Akabima Komacher, Rabbi Yochan, Yeshu Mishum Shratetz, Rishlakish, Shomerin Bamishum Shratetz. Eva, Rabbi Yochan, Rishlakish, Vetz, Lotishbru, Bo, Echadetz of Sheshel of Gazai, Basar, Viachadetz of Shenel of Gazai, Basar. Now I ask you, my Enel of Gazai, Basar. Elaim, the Enel of Gazai, Basar at all? I'm my Yeshu Mishum Shratetz, Elalav, Ochikama, Echadetz of Sheshel of Gazai, Basar, Makomzev, but at least it has makom acher. You see that you'd be chayim. Amar le Reish Lakish, that's not what it means. It means this. Harikama. Echadetzim sheishalav kezayit basar mi bechutz. Echadetzim sheishalav kezayit sheinalav kezayit basar mi bechutz. But a whole chiyav you might have thought is sheishalav kezayit basar mi bifnim. B'makom shmirah you'd be chayim even there. And indeed the Brayta says vatanya etzim latish brubo. Means echadetzim sheish bo kibarach veechadetzim sheim bo moach. Umani mekayim vachvot abasar balayla hazeh. Only the basar shagabei etzim. Now you'll say to me, why? Maybe, I mean, if you've got moach inside, maybe it's only ela basar shabetocha etzim you're mekayim the mitzvah. Umani mekayim etzim otish brubo beetzim sheim bo moach. But if the etzim yesh bo moach, then indeed I should be shover the ochel. The altata meishar yavo etzim the achilat pesach. The Yitcha Lotas of not breaking a bone. Kishu Omer, once again, Etzim Lo Yishbur Bo Pesach Sheni. What's the point of that? Shein Tamad Lomar, Arikvar Ne Markiko, Chukata Pesach Yasu Oto, Ave Omer, it's got to be adding Echad Etzim Sheishbomoah, Echad Etzim Sheinbomoah.